It's time for Coffee Talk. So excited to have Jake Blumberg with Give Men on the line. As you know, you may have been hearing some teasers about Give to the Max, the largest online fundraising campaign in Minnesota. And so thrilled to have Jake on the line with us. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome, awesome. As I was telling you off the air, biggest fan of Give Men and the whole concept of what you all are doing there and how you support nonprofit organizations throughout the whole state and, of course, here at Two Harbors Community Radio. So let's just start from the beginning, Jake. Let's hear why there is such a thing as Give Men and Give to the Max Day.
So we are celebrating our 15-year anniversary this year, so we have to go in the Wayback Machine to 2009 and imagine a world where online fundraising and online commerce was not what we are used to today at all. It really was not the same thing, and it was starting to really become a opportunity for nonprofits and schools, but they didn't have access to it. And so 10 foundations led by the Minnesota Community Foundation came together and said, hey, how about we create a resource that will allow all donors and all nonprofits in the state to raise and give money online? And that was the idea behind GiveMN.org, the website and platform that we run 24/7, 365. And they thought, well, we've got to figure out a way to announce this darn thing and get some attention. How about we have a good marketing event? Let's call it Give to the Max Day. Maybe it'll raise a couple $100,000 so some organizations get some attention. And $14 million later, the first Give to the Max Day was in the books. And it's been history-making since then, not only for the state of Minnesota, where this year, Give to the Max Day will break the $300 million mark.
Oh, my goodness.
For Minnesota nonprofits and schools. But it's also become a model across the country and throughout the world for giving events online, like Giving Tuesday.
So Give Men was a came before Give Tuesday?
Yes. Giving Tuesday is actually built on Give to the Max Day as the model. Give to the Max Day is the national model.
Wow, way to go. That is so exciting. Oh, that's so exciting. And, you know, when you said $14 million later on day one, that you were not expecting that and, you know, things were crashing and but that people still were supportive of this. And through the years, you know, me being part of many different nonprofits have seen the growth, and not only, like you said, it's not just a one day, it's every day. If you are a nonprofit and are looking for resources to help raise funds and sustain your organization, that's what I find is so amazing with Give Men.
Well, I think Two Harbors is actually participating in one of our other programs that we call
It Is
Men or Raised Minnesota, which is fundraising coaching, where we help both nonprofit professionals and volunteers figure out how to best raise money for the important missions that they pursue, like community radio and so many others. And yeah, we're here to grow giving and ignite generosity. We want to help folks figure out how they can connect their passion, whether that is a mission or a cause, with their resources. And getting to do that in as many ways possible is a great way to get up in the morning.
Yeah, for sure. Yep, I had our board president, Leo Babiu, on when we did our online fundraising in October, our fall fund drive, and he talked all about that Raise Men, and it was fabulous. So that's so super cool. So how, if you guys are supporting nonprofits and doing all of this great work, how do you get your money?
Yeah, so we are what is referred to as a social enterprise, which means we have a couple of different angles that we bring in resources. About a third of our resources come in through grants and support for that Raise MN program. About a third comes in to support GiveMN.org and Give to the Max Day and other giving events. And then the final third comes in through revenue that is created by both the gifts that are processed on the website as well as RaiseMN clients. So we have multiple avenues that revenue comes in the door, and all of them are really designed to make sure that we are in a position to help donors connect with the thousands of nonprofits and schools across the state and not get in their way.
That is so unbelievable. And how many, off the top of your head, are registered or will be participating with the big day next week, November 16th?
Yeah, so for the past at least 3 years, we've had more than 6,000 organizations receive the gift on Give to the Max Day. All told, we've had over 14,000 organizations receive the gift since our founding in 2009. And hundreds of thousands of donations will take place just in the coming days. Mm-hmm. And we have had more than 1 million donors since our founding as well. So the scale is pretty immense.
That is so amazing. And how, if someone is associated with a nonprofit who is listening, how would they get involved with this and be one of those 14,000 who are being supported by this?
The great thing about the way that we try to serve Minnesota nonprofits and schools is that we try to make it as easy as possible for them to raise money. So we actually use the IRS master file that says who the registered nonprofits are in the state of Minnesota, and we just take that and say anyone on that list can raise money without having to do anything. There's a place on the website where you can find your organization. And if you haven't registered on our organization's website and you receive a gift, we will find you and get you a check. So you don't have to do much. Give us an email address, log in, get your page set up, and it will be ready and rolling to go.
Oh, my goodness. That is so, I mean, how forward thinking was this? You know, like you, how you started this off is that being online was just starting to be a thing. And, you know, now it just about everything happens online, but how forward thinking. But for some of those, me including, not tech savvy if I'm not in the work world, how safe is it to donate and support your favorite nonprofit on the GiveMN site?
Yeah, that's a great question, because, of course, we're constantly worried online about how we're transacting our personal information. I feel that way when I'm purchasing something myself. And that's the reason GiveMN.org works with our partners at Mighty Cause, which is the magic behind the curtain of our website, to have industry-leading security processing devices. There is no more security available on the internet than we are using at GiveMN.org to make sure that folks' data is secure and transactions are secure. And one step further than that, we don't ever sell the donor's information to third parties. So you're not going to get a solicitation from some random company because you made a gift on GiveMN.org. You can't say the same thing about if you give a gift on Facebook or one of the many other platforms that are out there. Your data is safe and secure at GiveMN and will never be sold.
Nice. Oh, my goodness. Jake, the time has flown by. I knew this was going to happen. Anything listeners just absolutely need to know about GiveMN or Give to the Max coming up next Thursday, November 16th?
Well, you can go right now, as you're listening to this, to GiveMN.org and participate in Give to the Max. We started our early giving period on November 1st, and we like to say that there's no reason to not give early and give often. We're going to be adding $500 a day to one donation as part of our Golden Ticket program supported by the Bush Foundation. And then on the big day, every 15 minutes, every hour, and then at the end of the 24 hours, we'll be adding $500, $1,000, and even $10,000 to contributions that are drawn randomly. So if you want to have your $5 become $10,000, make sure you give on Give to the Max.
That is so fabulous. And you can support more than one nonprofit. You don't have to say, oh my goodness, I love animals, I love radio, I love music, I love the school, as you said, your $10 could turn into $10,000 for whatever organization or organizations you want to support.
That's exactly right. You can actually fill your shopping cart with generosity, and one contribution, one transaction can go to as many organizations as you want it to be. There is no reason to not just fill up your cup and the cups of others by giving on Give to the Max.
That is so fabulous, Jake. Thank you so, so much. And here's to Green Day happening next week and Early Bird happening now through November 15th.
Awesome. Thanks for spreading the word. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. Jake Blumberg with GiveMin Executive Director. Isn't that inspiring? Oh, that's so much fun. This week and next week throughout this whole process of Give to the Max, KTWH will be highlighting other organizations, nonprofits, schools, etc., that benefit from this amazing program. And it kind of just like builds unity within nonprofits. Like, yeah, we're all in this together and we're not in competition. It's so awesome.